Hi, my name is Ellis, and I'm a year 10 student at a school in Leeds.
Hi, my name is Mangi.
Hi, my name is Abdul.
Hi, my name is Jose.
And welcome to SOU. This is the segment where we talk about the social life in uni and a day-to-day life as a uni student.
Today, we have a special guest that goes university, and we would like to ask some questions about what it's like to be in university. Faye, take the mic.
Hi, my name is Faye, and I am currently finishing my final year in landscape architecture.
What made you want to pick architecture?
I knew that I wanted to do a design course. I just wasn't very sure which route to take. And then I did a three-month workshop in my home city about architecture, and I found that landscape architecture was really like the most creative and most freeing of the options I had, and it was a really good career option as well.
So obviously we are year 10 students. I want to know how you were feeling at this time in year 10 and your journey from year 10 till now.
So in year 10, you guys are doing your GCS, your first half of GCSEs, aren't you?
Mock exams,
wow. throwback for me. So at that time, I was doing four GCSEs, art, photography, product design, and computer science. I really enjoyed them, besides computer science. but I was one of those really artsy kids. So I was always in like the arts classrooms, just like sketching in a sketchbook and things like that. So I really knew that I wanted to do something in design or something really creative. And then it was whilst I was doing that three-month workshop that I was like, oh, architecture looks really good. So, trying to convince my family that I wanted to do architecture and things like that was really like a struggle. So that was like a battle to work through. And then eventually got there. Now I'm doing landscape architecture, which is like really fun, really freeing. Again, it really lets me express myself creatively. And yeah, it's a really cool job, actually, yeah.
So you're talking about your GCSEs. How were you feeling knowing your GCSEs were only a year away in year 10?
It was really nerve-wracking, just like, oh, I have a year to figure out all this, 2 years worth of content, but then only like a quarter of it is actually going to turn up in the exam. So I really feel for you guys right now. So good luck on your exams and everything. But I don't think it was too bad because when I was doing GCSEs, my year was the one doing the new grading system from 1 till 9. Are you guys doing that?
Yeah.
So that was very confusing. We didn't really know how our exams and our work were getting marked. So that made it a bit difficult. But otherwise, it was really something like a heads down, get on with it kind of thing.
So ever since COVID hit, you were in university. How did COVID affect your uni life?
So COVID hit in the middle of my first year of uni. So imagine fresh and new to this city after moving up from Bristol. I had to try and get along with people in my class, get to know my lecturers and actually try and like get my work done at the same time. And then suddenly an epidemic, a pandemic, and then it's just suddenly now I'm at home doing work digitally, which was really frustrating and really difficult because I'm a practical learner. So having to do work on a computer was really difficult because I wasn't really engaging with the content I'm learning. Yeah, it was very difficult.
So you said you moved from Bristol to Leeds. Where were you living at this point?
So during the pandemic, when it hit, I moved back home for a while because it hit in, students were told to leave in March. So from March until September, I was at home with my parents, which was getting to live with my parents again. It was quite difficult after having like a few months on my own. And then when September hit and I started my second year, I was all alone. So I was in a student accommodation throughout my second year, and that was all online. So trying to live with like strangers and doing work done, not being able to go into uni to get the resources I needed was really challenging. I could, of course, email and try and call some of my lecturers, but then again, they were only free at certain times as well. So trying to work through that dynamic was quite challenging, yeah.
And since there was a whole pandemic, how would you say the pandemic affected your mental state?
That would be like a two-part thing, because being at home with my parents in Bristol for the first half, it was just trying to relearn how to live with them again whilst also trying to balance uni work. So obviously I'd lived on moving to Bristol, from Bristol to Leeds for the first time, trying to get a bit of independency, and I quickly learned how to do that myself, but then having to then move back and having to relearn how to live with family again, I wouldn't say it was difficult, but I wouldn't say it was easy as well. But then after that, just living by myself during my second year in a student accommodation, it was just felt very isolating, I would say. Isolating would be a really good word to describe it. I felt very separated from the rest of the world, yeah.
So would you prefer living your parents during the COVID or living by yourself?
I would say living with my parents, just because company and familiarity with actually having people around you, yeah.
How was your mental state with your family for COVID?
Very turbulent. Just it could go from good to bad. So yeah, we'd have good days, bad days. Like, you know, you guys coming from an African household, it's very much like you've got these set rules you need to follow. And it's just like, I know exactly, as a 18-year-old, it's just like, okay, I've lived with them since birth to 18, but then getting that independence again and then having to live with them again, it's just very, difficult to adjust to again.
Faye, when you were at university, did you have like any hobbies you enjoyed?
So like I said before, I was really one of those kids that went to the arts classes a lot, was sketching and things like that. So during my first year, whilst I was in uni still, I joined the ACS society. So that's African Caribbean Society. It was actually quite really fun. We had quite a lot of like events. We had a Valentine's Day event where come dine with me, but it was actually like a date kind of setting, which was actually really fun. And then I also did a few sports like volleyball and swimming, which was really good. So it was like something to like get me out of the house, but also like get me away from studies as well, but also being in uni. So you're surrounded by people who were going through the same experiences as you.
You know how you joined the ACS community and all that? Would you say that was more of a stress reliever after coming back from the pandemic or what?
I would say it was a stress reliever per se, because I felt like even within that society, I was surrounded by people who look like me, had the same experiences as me, but I also felt like even though we've had some similar experiences, I felt miles away from them as well. Just because I couldn't relate to the things that they've done. They couldn't relate to the things I've done as well. But there was still that common ground where we still shared some kind of familiarity, something in common as well, which was good and bad, because it's just like talking about like, again, living in an African household, you can, something really like sad could actually come out as like a memory, because like then you can only laugh about it afterwards. So that was something we all shared in common. It's quite funny.
So obviously you said you did loads of clubs, and obviously that got you away from studies. Well, during COVID, how was the balance between education and social life? How has that affected you?
There was no social life. There was no social life. So I think the most difficult part was keeping in contact with friends, because all my friends are in the same course as me. So going from seeing them like nearly every day to then not seeing them for like a year and a half, and then having only being able to see them at a certain time and when you could only have like a certain amount of people of the same household in a house outside and stuff like that. It was just communication just was really difficult because everyone has different schedules. Yeah. People reply back to text at different times. So balancing that with work, because then I was just like, because we were all in the same course, it was like, I'd message them, oh, do you have answers for this? And I was like, I won't get a reply back for like a day or two. I was like, oh, sorry, I was quite busy. It was really difficult to navigate balancing them. Yeah.
Do you always live by yourself during COVID, or do you ever have roommates?
I've always had roommates throughout my entire uni experience in accommodation. So first and second year, I lived with strangers. I lived both years. I lived in an all girls flat in student accommodation, and now I live with two other girls in a house. So I've always had company with me. It was just like, because we were all strangers, so every year having to get to know new people you're going to live with in an intimate setting kind of thing. Yeah. Was
it more of an awkward thing, or did you tend to get along with them?
I did tend to get along with them, but then it was things like sharing a bathroom, sharing a kitchen, cleanliness and things like that. Yeah, exactly. Oh. Like things like, oh, you know who's home trained, things like that. Because everyone has their own bedroom, so we would obviously all be in our own bedroom at in our own spaces, but then I'd come down to cook at like 6 p.m. to make dinner, and the sink is full, hob is dirty and things like that. It was just difficult because everyone has different standards. Yeah. So, and then trying to like confront them, like, oh guys, can you clean up please, and things like that.
Like, you know how since you were there, right, would you say you missed your parents a bit more because of the hygiene or what?
What time? I'd miss them in the sense that I miss their presence, I miss their cooking, things like that. Mm-hmm. And it was really just like, no one is familiar because I'm in a city all by myself with no one I know. Oof. So it was just like, at the beginning, I would call them quite often, like, oh, dad, I'm bored. I don't know what to do, things like that. So it was like more like trying to find familiarity around the things around me.
Right. So because you're trying to find the familiarity and all that kind of stuff, how would uni be like since you, I mean, our subject and all that, but how was uni for you because of the whole, you know, having to be with random people, strangers? Did you tend to find it easier to revise and all that kind of stuff for your upcoming tests?
So my course, we don't have tests kind of thing. So my course is entirely coursework. Do you guys know what coursework is? My course is 100% coursework. So that is, in a year, I will produce up to like between 6 and 10 sketchbooks to hand in as part of a portfolio and things like that. But like, 6 to 10.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
That is too much awkward now. That is too much.
It's a lot of like drawing buildings and things like that. Yeah, it's a lot of drawing and things like that. But it was balancing that with, again, like a social life and getting to know people. I'm a very social person. I don't mind talking to strangers and trying to get along with them. But obviously there is a limit to that as well, because then it can become dangerous, obviously, talking to strangers and things like that. So, it was trying to find an equal footing with that again, yeah.
You know how you said that, sort of like, you were new with all that kind of people and all that. So would you say like you're the same now or as you were back then, or are you saying,
I'm very different from when I was like your guys' age. So like you guys are like your mid teens now, and I'm in my early 20s, so very early 20s. Very early 20s. So like back when I was your guys' age, I was like very comfortable kind of getting all up in people's business. I would just come up to someone like, hey, how's your day? I'm Faye, I want to get to know you, things like that. But now I'm just like, I need my space as well. Yeah. So I'll just be like, now it's like a oh, hey, how are you? Like, again, it's like I'm more toned down from when I was younger, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think everyone does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, life happened, so I need to tone it down, kind of thing. Yeah.
So, Faye, after you finish university, what are your plans?
So I'm hoping to get a job. I'm not in a rush to get a job, but I've had a few job interviews, and I'm really hoping I get them, because your girl needs money.
Yeah, everybody needs money.
So, I wouldn't mind working now, even. It's definitely, like, job, settle down, get into the flow of things again, and have that kind of independency keep running, yeah, basically.
Oh, thank you so much, Faye.
Well, thank you for having me.
Just one more question before we go. Mm-hmm. If you could ask little year 10 you anything, what would it be?
I would be little year 10 Faye. Sit down, we need to talk.
Yeah.
My biggest advice to my younger self would be find a really good revision tactic. Just so you can sit down and retain the information you've gathered. Like, carry a little notebook around, just write some stuff down, carry that around with you, look through it, kind of thing, just because then it's always there, then you won't forget it. That would be my advice to you guys as well, even if it's like something that's like as mundane as like, no, I was gonna say x y plus x equals z or something like that. I don't know, I was bad at math, so yeah. But that would be my advice to little year 10 Faye and to you guys. I actually have a question for you guys, if I may.
Yeah.
So, from what I've been talking about my uni experience, how does uni sound to you guys?
Uni, when it comes to the topic of university, it's like really difficult, you get me?
Because
one, since I'm also African, like my parents encouraged me to go university saying, oh,
doctor,
I need
law,
this, you need this. Like, but my mom's main suggestion is I become a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me, I don't even know I want to be here, but I don't want to be a lawyer for sure, because I don't want to be doing that kind of stuff, especially in the UK. There's not much you can do in the UK now, is there? But university might go, because, you know, I need that so that I can get higher education and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, nice.
University is an option for me, because, also African households, parents encourage me to study more and more, so...
Oh, personally, I don't think university is for me, because I don't feel like leaving home to share a house with people.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I don't see that far in the future yet. Hopefully I want to go to uni, but I don't even know what I'd do as a job, so we'll just see where the world takes me.
Yeah.
It's fine to not know what you want right now. You've got time, trust me. You can go to uni at any age. Yeah, thank you guys again for having me. Again, good luck with your exams and mocks and all that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye.